Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene bonus episode.
Hello.
Today we are going to be talking about fast food urban legends.
Ooh.
Now, we have done a bonus episode before about the finger in Wendy's chili.
Right.
Which wasn't a fast food urban legend. It was a real news story.
Right.
But I feel like the legend still persists that maybe people are like, wasn't there a finger? I heard there was a finger in someone's
right.
chili.
Right. So it kind of, even though it was proven untrue, it still sort of lingered as a fact.
Yes. And we talked about briefly on that episode, you know, rumors we had heard or urban legends about like, oh,
the chicken head.
The chicken head, right. You know, from KFC or the chicken head that I thought I found in a bucket of wings
once.
Right,
right.
But that just turned out to, I was really high.
It happens. So
today we're going to start with a urban legend that I've heard, I think, since I was a kid. And that is that, or at least whenever this name change happened. And the urban legend is that KFC stopped calling it Kentucky Fried Chicken because they don't use real chicken.
Oh,
Have you heard this?
No.
I heard this a long time ago, and I don't remember when they just, like, allegedly solely started going by KFC.
I was under the impression that they didn't want to talk about the fried.
Yes.
Okay.
Upon further research, I found that that might have been the case. That
right.
it was
they
more
were like
to do
rebranding as like a healthier, but not really anything
yeah,
had changed.
Come on.
I had never heard the chicken.
So this, I'm going to read you the claim. And this is the claim that I heard a long time ago. And it's fucking disturbing. And it made me really upset when I heard it.
Oh.
So this is from Urban Legends Online. And I'm going to read what they wrote. But this is the exact claim that I heard. When people eat at KFC, do they really know what they're eating? During a recent study of KFC done at University of New Hampshire, they found some very upsetting facts. First, okay, I don't think that study's real, let me just say.
I'm going to say the writing in this already sounds very unscientific.
First of all, has anybody noticed that just recently the company has changed their name? Kentucky Fried Chicken has become KFC. Does anybody know why? We thought the real reason was because of the fried food issue, wow. but it's not.
Ooh.
The real reason why they call it KFC is because they cannot use the word chicken anymore. Why? KFC does not use real chickens. They actually use genetically manipulated organisms. These so-called chickens are kept alive by tubes inserted into their bodies to pump blood and nutrients throughout their structure. They have no beaks, no feathers, and no feet. Their bone structure is dramatically shrunk to get more meat out of them. This is great for KFC because they do not have to pay so much for production costs.
This seems like very high production to me. I'm like hearing this. I'm like, isn't it easier to just grow chickens?
Yes, Desi, you would think. There is no more plucking of the feathers or the removal of the beaks and feet. The government has told them to change all their menus so that they do not say chicken anywhere. I love that the government told them to change their menus.
It's cool that you're doing this weird chicken thing, but just take chicken off the menu.
Right. The Cronenberg shit is okay.
Yeah.
But please change your
also,
name.
Also, no one working for them has ever come forward because this seems like it would be like a really good thing to like release.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. The government's told them to change all their menus so they do not say chicken anywhere. If you look closely, you will notice this. So Desi, I'm taking a pause from reading this. I went to their website. It says Kentucky Fried Chicken everywhere.
Oh, it does?
Yes. Okay. There is even a thing you can click on, like the menu. It says chicken.
I mean, yeah, KFC might be the name, but chicken is on the menu.
Yes. It's still on.
That sounds like the ad. KFC is their new name, but chicken's still on the menu. Feel free to use.
Listen to their commercials. I guarantee you won't see it or hear the word chicken. I find this matter to be very disturbing. I hope people will start to realize this and let other people know. Please forward this message to as many people as you can. Together we can make KFC start using real chicken.
This is
again.
The grandma email you get that's like forward, 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 forward. That's like 800 forwards. Can you believe this? No, grandma.
Our next one is that, and this has been like a thing that you've heard, I feel like, for decades, that like a McDonald's burger, you could leave it in your closet for 50 years
right.
and it wouldn't rot.
It would just taste as good as the day it was made.
Right. I mean, and then that's a common refrain with like Twinkies, snack
or any
cakes.
Food you guys want to, you want to eat.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to come and ruin it.
So this, I'm going to read this. This is from Business Insider from 2013. A Utah man who claims that he has saved a McDonald's hamburger since 1999 has gone public with his at-home experiment. The sandwich looks nearly identical to when David Whipple bought it. He went on the television show The Doctors to talk about his experience. Whipple initially decided that he was going to save the burger for 2 weeks to show his friends. Then he totally forgot about it. 2 years later, he found it in the coat pocket. Along the coat pocket? So he put it in a coat pocket in the closet. Why not just put it in a box?
This doesn't sound very scientific.
He forgot about it. 2 years later, he found it in the coat pocket along with the original receipt. Despite 2 years spent in a closet, the sandwich showed no signs of rotting or mold. He decided to keep the burger to see how long it took to disintegrate. But more than a decade later, the sandwich looks exactly the same. Only the pickle has disappeared. Where did it go?
His cat had a guilty look.
Whipple told the doctors that he uses the burger to encourage his grandchildren to eat healthy. Whoa. That is borderline abusive. Can you imagine your fucking senile grandpa
this
waving,
whole thing is so
waving a McDonald's sandwich in your face going, if you don't eat healthy.
It's 15 years old.
It's great for my grandkids to see what happens with fast food, he said.
I'm sure they're more scared of him than the hamburger. Like, yeah.
They're like, okay. So McDonald's has explained this phenomenon on its website. And to David Whipple's credit, I don't think this is a very good explanation, Desi.
Okay.
The fast food chain says that the burgers and buns don't rot because they become very dry in the cooking process. This is a quote from a McDonald's spokesperson. In the example of a McDonald's hamburger, the patty loses water in the form of steam during the cooking process. The bun, of course, is made out of bread. Toasting it reduces the amount of moisture. This means that after preparation, the hamburger is fairly dry. When left out open in the room, there is further water loss as humidity within most buildings is around 40%. So in the absence of moisture or high humidity, the hamburger simply dries out rather than rot.
McDonald's, what a snore.
But that also doesn't seem like that doesn't make your burger sound very appetizing to me.
Yeah, our burgers are really dry. I mean, that is true. Like when you get a real burger, it's like a juicy meat. And
yes.
Then you get a McDonald's one, which I haven't had in forever.
They're dry.
They're just like not juicy.
Right.
They're like, I wouldn't even say they're dry, but they're definitely drier than like a normal one.
But their buns are also squishy. They're not like stale.
How does the bun not mold?
Yes, that's the
real
question.
That seems really weird to me.
I just feel like there are. It's not like these burgers are devoid of moisture. It's not beef jerky. It still has some moisture in it.
It's weird.
It's a bad explanation.
Yeah.
They pulled that out of their ass.
What's bad about it not deteriorating?
Because it's full of chemicals or something?
Yeah. I don't know.
Look, it is creepy.
It's creepy. I just don't know what's typical. Like, if you put a real burger, not from McDonald's, out, would it do the same thing? Like, I don't know what the real... Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know enough about food But I've left things out that got really disgusting.
Of course.
Yeah.
But like bread fucking molds. I like that they were like, our bun, which is made of bread, doesn't mold.
Yeah. I mean, bread is such a moldy, that's like a classic moldy food and that gets mold fast.
And they're saying that their buns are toasted, but it's not like they're toasted beyond belief. They're not even really toasted.
Does bread not get moldy when it's toasted?
I don't think so.
I just have no idea.
I don't buy this explanation.
No. I think the meat too. Even if the bread was toasted and that meant it would just get hard and not mold.
Right.
The bread, the meat has to get like maggots on it or something. I don't know.
Also,
like,
the bread is inherently full of moisture because of the condiments on it soak into the bread.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Okay. I want more investigation on this.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Here's a rumor that I hadn't heard, but I love this urban legend. And that is that Ronald McDonald died choking on an Arch Deluxe. Do you remember the Arch Deluxe?
I don't know. Refresh my memory.
This was something I was borderline obsessed with as a kid because I thought it was so stupid.
Is it an old school item that was around forever?
Okay. No, it was not around forever.
But you had it, so it's from more modern
times.
Let
me explain.
Okay.
In 1996, McDonald's advertised the new Arch Deluxe meal at McDonald's, which was a meal for grown-ups. This was not your regular hamburger. This was like a fancy burger for fancy grown-ups. Okay?
Okay.
It was promptly removed from the menu like less than a year later. But I remember the commercials. They were trying to be very fancy feast about it.
Okay.
This is for serious grown-ups. So this is the urban legend. This is from Thought Catalog. There is an urban legend that the company's first Ronald McDonald, George Voorhees, died from choking on the company's new Arch Deluxe sandwich. McDonald's refutes this story, and in 1996, the company terminated several employees for discussing it with the press. One of these employees, however, was the first cousin of Paul Thomas, the man who would later compose McDonald's iconic I'm Lovin' It jingle. Now, they go on to say that in the notes of the I'm Lovin' It jingle are CDEAD, and that acronym actually spells Clown Died Eating Arch Deluxe.
Wow. That's the kind of conspiracy I like.
Where there's so many layers to it.
Where they had to like, it's like, you know, it was all reverse engineered in some way. Like,
yes.
It's like, yeah. Because if it didn't work out, they wouldn't have used the notes.
No.
Or they would have used just two of them.
Right.
Clown dies. Arch Deluxe.
Clown died eating Arch Deluxe. Okay.
So it was in 96.
Wait.
But it was the original clown who ate it?
I guess so.
Okay. That's what I was confused by.
He had played Ronald McDonald at one point. He was one of the original clowns. Yeah.
What was the Arch Deluxe? Was it on bread? Like, yes. For some reason, I remember it was on thick toast or something.
Yeah, it was like a very billowy bun. I don't know if it was anytime between 94 and 96, this sandwich existed. It was like the mid-90s.
Was it a sandwich or a meal?
It was a
sandwich.
It was a sandwich. Hold on, let's look it up. Okay. Arch Deluxe. I feel like the bun was like, had like sesame seeds on it, but it was like really brioche.
I'm thinking of like this big Texas toast, but maybe I'm thinking of another thing where they would try to do like a Swiss cheese.
Okay, this is from Wikipedia. The Arch Deluxe was a hamburger sold by fast food restaurant chain McDonald's in 1996 and marketed specifically to adults. It was soon discontinued after failing to become popular despite a massive marketing campaign and is now considered one of the most expensive flops of all time. I'm telling you, these commercials ran so much when I was a kid.
I'm sure if I watched one, I would remember.
Okay, here's the ingredients. The Arch Deluxe was a quarter pound of beef on a split top potato flour sesame seed bun.
Ooh.
I remember it was very puffy with like
a
yellow
potato
tint.
Bread and
I
buns.
Do too. It's good with a split top potato flour sesame seed bun topped with a circular piece of peppered bacon, leaf lettuce, tomato, American cheese, onions, ketchup, and a secret mustard and mayonnaise sauce.
Leaf lettuce. That's how you know they've never dealt with vegetables before.
So yeah, that's the Arch Deluxe.
Why was that not popular? It sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does sound good. I feel like people weren't as like, didn't
They're like, we're adults. We eat the other hamburgers too. Like,
yeah,
that's the thing that's weird. They should have just sold it as like a gourmet instead of like,
I think they,
for adults. Like,
I think they figured that out like 10 years after the fact, because then that's when they came out with all those more adult sounding burgers, but they called them something else.
I like this new secret sauce for grownups. That's seductive.
Dude, I want a burger right now so bad.
I know. I'm kind of like, I want this Arch Deluxe. It looks good.
We should tweet at them and ask them to bring it back.
I want a burger too.
Don't you want a burger? Should we order one?
My friend Daly texted me earlier and she was like, do you know if In-N-Out's drive-thru is open? I was like, excuse me? Why are you calling me for that? Fuck you. I haven't been to a drive-thru in months. Even I have my limits.
I like, only go after the gym.
Seriously, why? I'm only going 3 times a week non-quarantine. I haven't been in forever. And she's like, they are.
Oh, I want In-N-Out right now.
It sounds so good.
Can we order from them?
I bet you the drive-thru isn't
even
that.
Wait, can we see if we can order from In-N-Out right now? Do they do Postmates?
I have no idea.
It's probably going to be so cold when it gets here.
Yeah, I don't like fast food in Postmates. I like it fresh.
It has to be hot off the press.
Because it's the only time it's good. Fast food does not hold up unless it's that guy's in that guy's pocket.
Right. Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay, now we've talked about chicken heads. Let's talk about a rat.
Ooh.
In 2015, 25-year-old Devarese Dixon dined at a KFC in Los Angeles and was served what appeared to be a deep-fried rat.
Ooh.
He posted the picture to social media and the image went viral. But upon closer inspection, it turned out to be a piece of fried chicken that was unfortunately shaped like a rat. Now,
my bad.
I think he still was like trying to convince people like it's a rat.
What does that even mean?
I think he was trying to scam. I don't know. But when you first look at the picture, you're like, ah, it's a deep fried rat. But then you actually look at it and you're like, that is a fucking piece of chicken. You can see the white meat. Okay, let me just show you the picture briefly.
Oh, I see.
But look at it.
Yeah.
There's like all these diagrams on this site.
I like the diagrams. See here? This is the chicken breast. Wait, I have to look at it closer. I mean, there is this weird tail looking thing, right?
Right. Like it's like some batter got.
It's like chicken fried batter that has like a little trail or something. That is weird looking.
It looks like a deep fried rat, but it's clearly chicken.
Right.
It's just the shape of a rat.
It's the tail that really makes it look like that.
Because if you took the tail off.
It just looks like a piece of fried chicken.
Yeah. It's the tail.
I was thinking about Dinah's the other day. Did you ever go there?
I've never been there. Oh, now I want fried chicken.
I've been wanting fried chicken for so long.
We almost ordered Dave's the other night.
You can't order without me.
No, it was going to be with you, but I vetoed it.
Oh,
but now I want it.
It looks so. I'm like dying for fried chicken lately. It looks so good.
Okay.
Even a fried rat looked good to me.
I know, that looked good.
I was like, that looks good. Except for the tail.
Except for the tail.
Ooh. Okay. This is going... our last two stories are about some haunted McDonald's.
Ooh.
Now, there are a lot of haunted fast food locations, Desi.
Really?
So this is going to have to be a bonus episode I do the following week.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't believe how many fast food establishments are haunted. Now, this story comes from TexasEscapes.com.
Okay.
And this takes place in Texas. This McDonald's sits on the corner of the main intersection in town, Victoria Highway and Esplanade. Prior to the building of the restaurant, a gas station sat on this site. Numerous tragedies occurred over the decades that this station was open. Most notably, a 4-year-old boy was accidentally killed when he was run over by his mother after filling up in the late 60s. Also in the early 80s, a mechanic working there was crushed under a car and killed when the lift malfunctioned. As it turned out, later that same day, local police attempted to serve an arrest warrant, charging him with the homicide of his daughter, who had disappeared at age 6 over 10 years earlier. So, this is... all that horrible shit happened at the site of this McDonald's when it used to be a gas station. This is one of the reports of the hauntings that have been there. Diners, this is a quote from someone named Ida Klinky from 2002.
Ida. Ida Klinky.
Diners and workers at this small McDonald's have heard unexplainable sounds. The toilets often flush by themselves.
Ghosts are fucking protesting the food.
And many times in the last few years, the walk-in cooler was switched off from the inside during the night.
Wow.
That's it.
I mean, that's pretty scary.
No, it's not, Desi. All of these horrible tragedies happen and that's it. The toilets are flushing by themselves.
I'm just scared.
No, I'm a scary bitch. Like, I get scared easily. But I was really disappointed. I was like, wow, there's got to be some good hauntings going on here.
Yeah.
This is a cursed McDonald's. No, it's just toilets flushing.
I feel like Ida's clogging the toilets. Trying to blame a ghost. She's the scam, I think.
She's the scam.
I don't know. There's all this flushing and then the toilet water just like flooded everything. Little shreds were everywhere. I don't know what happened. Then the freezer was open and all the hot fudge and caramel was eaten. That could give someone diarrhea. Not me, though. That's my impression of Ida.
Okay. Now, this one is an urban legend that I read about on some website called babbletop.com. However, I researched this, and this was on multiple sites.
Not just Babbletop.
No. This is like a real urban legend.
Okay.
About McDonald's.
Ooh.
After a night of drinking, two friends went to a McDonald's in Mexico and chose to eat their food outside on a bench. Now, on that McDonald's bench sat a statue of Ronald McDonald. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I've seen it.
It's fucking creepy.
What? No one wants that. No. Also, it's like, I need the seat. Yeah. Only one person can sit now. Get off the fucking statue. It's like those dumb statues everyone buys of like kids.
Yeah.
They're just like random bronze children.
Why?
Who buys that? Please don't at reply me if you buy that. You know you're silly.
So, okay. After they finished eating, one friend turned to the other and told him that he was tired. And at that moment, the Ronald McDonald statue turned to look at them and he smiled and replied, "I'm tired too."
Now, this is the kind of ghost story I like.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
This caused one of the guys to have a heart attack.
Jesus. That's extreme.
I'm sorry. It's not funny. Well, it's an urban legend. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
The other guy was allegedly put into a coma.
I mean, this definitely seems over the top. Whoever wrote this, they should have stopped at the heart attack.
However, I don't know. I probably would have a heart attack if a Ronald McDonald statue.
I mean, I certainly would have had like a jump. I don't know. Can you actually have a heart attack from getting scared? I feel like that's a scary movie. I don't know if it's true.
Now, there's a conspiracy behind this. Apparently, this whole episode was captured on CCTV, but the McDonald's Corporation has destroyed the evidence to make sure it never sees the light of day. That their McDonald's statue is fucking haunted and caused a heart attack and a coma.
Okay. I mean, I buy that they would cover it up. For sure. This kind of reminds me, this story. Do you have other ones?
No.
My niece, when she was like 8, stayed with me and I had like a feral cat that would always visit, like a very friendly orange feral cat. And one day she came running into my bedroom and she's like, "The cat spoke to me." And I was like, "Oh, what did the cat say?" She was like in my front window and she said that she saw the cat. And she said to him, "Hi." And he said, "Hi." And then she said, "You're cute." And he said, "I know." That was the conversation she told me happened. And I was like, "Really?" "I know." And she was like dead serious. Like she believed it. She was like 8 years old. She's just like, "The cat spoke to me. The cat spoke to me." And that was the conversation that she said happened. I was like, I like that the cat was like, I know. Not even thank you.
You know what? A cat would say that would be a cat's response. It
was
beautiful,
but I also liked her imitation because he was kind of like, yeah, he was worried about it or something. I know. I'm just a feral. That cat also had the most massive balls. You know how cats, like, who aren't fixed and you think they're really cute and then they turn around and they have huge balls? Sorry, Rachel just took a huge sip.
God damn it. Yes, it's alarming.
It is so alarming. You see their cute little face and then they turn around and they have literally man-sized balls.
Fucking and they're covered in fur.
And they also, when they don't get fixed, sometimes they have the extra cute, puffy, cute, big face.
They do?
Yes. I've heard that. This is an urban legend. Please don't. I don't know if this is true. I've heard if they get fixed too early that sometimes their heads don't grow as big.
Desi, this is like something you hear on the playground.
Look, I've believed this since I was a child.
So they have tiny heads?
I have no idea. Don't listen to me. But certain cats, when they're feral, they have these big fat faces. Like I've told you, I like cats with those really round faces. And he had one of those, but also massive balls.
Ugh.
But it was the turnaround because you see them and you're like, oh my God. And then they turn. You're like, that is not. It would be like a cat having a massive human dick or something. There's just something really wrong about it. Yeah.
It's vulgar. Put those away, sir.
Yes. You just don't realize that all male cats you probably see are fixed.
Yes.
And they have little small balls that are cute. They're like furry, small little things. You don't even notice them. But then when you see one that hasn't been fixed, you're like, that is God's design is poor. That is not a good design.
They're fucking huge.
They're really huge. It's not right. Yeah. So yeah, that's my story. But yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so tune in, I don't know, 2 weeks, whenever my next bonus episode is.
For more hauntings, fast food hauntings.
Fast food hauntings. There's a lot of them.
Okay, cool.
There's a fuck ton of them. Okay, cool. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene.
I'm a huge fan of cashmere, and that can be a very expensive habit. That's why I was so excited to find Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I am absolutely living in my black cashmere mini dress, and to be honest, I want to buy like 3 more because I can't imagine my life without them. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Hollywood for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Hollywood to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Hollywood.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene bonus episode.
Hello.
Well, one of the last bonus episodes I did was about fast food scandals. Urban legends.
Urban legends,
fast
right.
food urban legends. And during my research about fast food urban legends, I discovered that there are a lot of fast food establishments that are haunted.
Ooh.
And you know, there's two things I love. It's ghosts and fast food. Now, Desi,
yes,
a lot of these were pulled from a website called SoYummy.com.
Ooh.
Like the ideas, some of the restaurants, but I did go do some further research into them. Our first restaurant is a Pizza Hut in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
Now, this Pizza Hut is haunted by babies and children.
Gross.
Isn't that gross?
I don't know why, but it is.
Grosser.
Babe, I honestly don't think I've ever heard of baby ghosts, and I don't like it. Baby ghosts?
Honestly, really.
Can you imagine a little baby ghost crawling into the room with their like sharp teeth?
I didn't even imagine it crawling. I imagined it floating, like
okay, like Sweet Pea with like a long little nighty on.
Yeah, like I imagine it like floating in the room, like bundled up, like going. Wah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, so. This is from a website called darkhaunts.com, and it says, driving out to this Pizza Hut restaurant, you almost begin to feel like you're driving out into the middle of nowhere. For miles, you are surrounded by nothing but bare desert on either side of the road, and the Glendale Athletic Complex is in your rearview mirror. As you start approaching it, you easily pick it out because of its red roof, the Pizza Hut symbol, of course, and behind behind it in the distance are what seem to be some housing developments spreading out. When I checked the maps later, I found that there is a lot of housing units to the west of the restaurant, just some emptiness between the highway and the restaurant. Who wrote this?
I was going to say.
It doesn't say who the author is.
I think they don't need credit. They don't want credit for this.
The restaurant is supposedly haunted by the sounds of babies crying, and the sounds of children talking can also be heard while sitting inside. I parked and went inside and excused myself from the hostess stand. They have a hostess at Pizza Hut?
I guess.
From the hostess stand to not only use the restroom, it was a long drive for me, but also to check out the faucets in the facilities, as it is said that they turn on and off sometimes. I wanted to see if they were motion sensor driven, as those can give off false signals a lot.
This person takes it very seriously.
They were not sensors.
I got up off the toilet and it flushed without me doing anything. Then I saw that it was a sensor toilet. My heart sunk.
Okay. The faucets, they were not sensors. A single handle on one in the men's room, tough to pull up, as well as it was a bit calcified.
What is this gross Pizza Hut?
If these faucets were turning on and off by themselves, the ghost had to be putting in a lot of effort behind it.
These were strong babies.
When I was seated, I explained who I was. And the person said, "Ma'am, this is a Pizza Hut."
"Ma'am, this is a Pizza Hut."
When I was seated, I explained who I was and what I was there for and asked if she had ever heard anything or had any experience.
I love that this person is a roving journalist.
Oh my God. She slowly answered no and gave me a look.
I love this waitress. She's like, I make $2.25 an hour plus tips.
And slowly, then she said no. She and looked at me like I was crazy. She had obviously never heard of any of the stories. I told her never mind and ordered and sat politely waiting for my food. It was then that I heard a child talking. I turned and
it was a child.
I turned and there was a family in the back corner. And the boy was talking about the pizza he was having. Though the voice I heard seemed unusually high for a boy of about 7 or 8, I dismissed it as simply the boy talking. I like that he's still trying to rationalize. Like it
could. I know, it's kind of bitchy. Although the voice was high for a boy. Yeah. No voice shaming.
Yeah, what the fuck? I ate and left the building with nothing happening and no experience of my own. I would recommend a visit, though. Still a decent Pizza Hut. Clean and supposedly haunted by small children who like to turn on the water. By
6 out of 10.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So there's also a Pizza Hut on Long Island.
Which, by the way, today I'm in a group chat with Rachel, and she says, out of nowhere, have you ever been to the Pizza Hut in Centerville? And the person was like, that's a random question.
Look, our friend lives on Long Island, and he's in our group chat.
Yeah.
So I said, excuse me, have you ever been to the Pizza Hut on Centerville? He's like, no. But if he ever does go, this Pizza Hut is
we
haunted.
We should send him there as a satellite journalist.
Yeah. Yeah. This site of this Pizza Hut, it used to be a Jack in the Box.
Ooh.
And when it was a Jack in the Box, somebody apparently died in the bathroom.
Wow.
I mean, that is violent shit. That's what it sounds like they died of.
Of course.
So in the bathrooms, there are hot and cold spots. It's always hot and cold spots.
Yeah.
Look, I
felt those in my house before. Like
really?
A circle on the floor feels cold.
Yeah. Maybe it's
have
a ghost
you felt
in
that?
Your house.
Maybe.
But that's like a common ghost trope. Like, oh, it's a cold spot.
Yeah.
In the bathrooms, there are hot and cold spots. And workers have reportedly witnessed pots and pans falling at this Centerville Pizza Hut before. I didn't know they had pots and pans at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, what are they baking?
They're not baking pizza. It's just they're frozen. Like,
maybe they have like pastas, like gross pastas.
Yeah.
Or yeah. The kids' menu, it's always like spaghetti.
Right. Maybe they need to make the sauce in the pot. Now,
oh, yeah.
As per the Long Island Paranormal Investigators, this is from Gothamist. Employees at the Pizza Hut say they can hear whispering in the bathrooms. I mean, that doesn't really explain ghosts.
Yeah. A lot of ghost evidence is very explainable.
And the restaurant, oh, like I said before, it's unexplained with activity like falling pots and pans. They've sent a ghost hunter to this place, but the ghost hunter didn't find anything creepy. No, he said it did have a creepy vibe, but okay. He didn't find any concrete evidence that there
concrete.
Were ghosts.
Not like normal. Real concrete evidence.
Okay. McDonald's.
Ooh.
Niagara Falls. Now, this McDonald's is a historical property that was built in 1824. It was not at McDonald's. Damn.
The first drive-thru.
I have to clarify, it was not always a McDonald's, but the McDonald's was built in a historical property.
Damn.
In Lewiston, New York. And it had a reputation for, like, this was a hotel. And this hotel had the reputation for being, like, the nicest in the area.
Well, it has a McDonald's.
Tessie, we're talking about in the 1800s.
Oh, it
here.
Was a hotel.
Yes, it was originally a hotel. It's a historical property.
So is the McDonald's really big, or was it a small hotel?
We haven't gotten to that part
okay,
yet.
Okay.
Okay. Forget McDonald's.
Okay, I'm
forget
forgetting.
Forget McDonald's.
Forgetting.
The year is 1824.
Clippity clop, 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 clop.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The year is 1824. We're in Lewiston, New York, and they built a hotel which had a reputation for being the nicest one in the area. Not only was it a hotel, but on the fourth floor, this hotel was also used as a site for the Freemasons to have meetings.
Ooh.
So whenever the Freemasons are involved, you know some weird shit's going down.
Definitely.
I never want anyone to explain to me what the fuck the Freemasons are.
No,
I have ideas.
I have a vague idea, and that's all I need.
I think they wear robes, but that's all I care about. I don't need to know anymore. But in 1977, this historical property was leased out for a McDonald's franchise.
Ooh.
Which is insane to me. And I kept trying to figure out, like, was it the entire property that they made? Like, that's a big fucking McDonald's. Or was it...
Maybe this has the playground. Maybe it's one with the playground.
With the play place?
Yeah.
With the McDonald's where you always get electrocuted on the slide in there?
Those things should be closed down probably. Dude, I can't see ever going back into one of those.
Dude, those play places are a fucking hazard.
They were already a hazard.
That's
imagine
what I'm
now.
Saying.
Like, yeah.
Now, this McDonald's was only in operation until 2004. I mean, that's a pretty big span, but it's not there anymore.
Okay.
But it was supposedly haunted by a man named William Morgan, who back in the 1800s was very anti-Freemasons.
Ooh.
He was so anti-Freemasons that he made enemies with the Freemasons. And legend has it that he was kidnapped by the Freemasons and buried in the walls of the property.
Why do I hate him?
Well, we don't know what kind of weird shit the Freemasons were up to.
I know,
to.
But he seems kind of like a hall monitor.
Yeah, like, I don't
he's like real, I hate the Freemasons.
Yeah, like, I don't like hall monitor energy.
Like, go let them have their meeting at the McDonald's.
Desi, it wasn't a McDonald's yet. Okay, this is an excerpt from the website The Daily Meal about William Morgan.
Okay.
He disappeared one night, but he was believed to have been kidnapped. So soon after Morgan's disappearance, hotel employees and guests began reporting strange occurrences. Doors and windows opening and closing when no one was near them. Unexplained banging in the middle of the night. Silhouettes of old men glimpsed in empty rooms. When post-fire renovations were underway in the 70s, tools and equipment would mysteriously vanish, though no bodies turned up between the walls. An alternate theory of the haunting holds that a worker helping to build the place fell from a scaffold into the basement, and that it is actually his spirit that haunts this McDonald's.
Mm.
Whatever their source, even under the golden arches, the hauntings appear to persist. An ABC TV reporter once cracked that customers sometimes get a shake even if they order a Coke.
Ba-ba-bum. Wait, do we know what this building is now?
I don't know. Maybe it's still a historical site.
Yeah.
I doubt they knocked it down.
Right.
If it's been there that long.
Yeah.
Okay, this is about Subway in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. Got to get out of Dodgeville.
Get out of Dodgeville.
This is from a website called unexplainedresearch.com. Which I think is an amazing name.
Unexplained Research.
AKA bullshit.
We don't need to tell you how we got our information.
No sources.
Don't be so nosy.
Please do not ask me. I refuse to cite my sources.
Yeah.
How dare
These
you?
These are my own statistics. How dare you question them?
According to unexplainedresearch.com, this Subway in Wisconsin, this is an excerpt from their site, the reputed phenomena, items will fly off shelves or fall to the floor on their own. Now this one, this next one, I don't think it's paranormal. It might just be,
okay,
come on.
Let me hear.
An extremely foul stench will permeate the building.
I just picture the person's like husband, like sheepishly watching her type that sentence. It's not me.
The beepers on the doors will go off constantly for no reason. Employees reported that they have heard their names being called but could not find the source. Oh my God, there's a firework again. A couple of employees have reported seeing an apparition of a woman who is skinny, about 50 years old, and wearing a dress, who stands by the cash register and gives them dirty looks.
That's just me.
This bitch is amazing.
That's, if I'm ever a ghost, that is me. She stands by the, she's not really scary, but she just gives us dirty looks and is very judgmental. Yeah,
just kind of shakes her head sometimes. Whenever they attempt to approach her, she disappears.
Okay.
And then there's apparently a dare. If you go into the basement after 9 p.m., things will fly off the shelves onto the floor.
Okay.
Now, then this is a portion on the website that says the investigation. The Subway restaurant is located on the site that was formerly a Harley Davidson shop owned by Al Forbes from Cobb, Wisconsin. He had inherited the real estate and business from his parents, Mr. and...
Sorry.
He had inherited the real estate and business from his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Forbes, also of Cobb, Wisconsin, who were both tragically killed in a head-on collision in the early 80s. The accident occurred at the Creek Bridge south of Arthur, Wisconsin, on Highway 80. A carload of teenagers driving over 100 miles per hour crossed the center line and struck them head-on, killing the passengers in both vehicles. It is believed that the apparition of the woman seen in Subway is Mrs. Forbes.
Ooh.
So she's the skinny, judgmental bitch.
Ooh, I like her.
The store has had strange things happen since about 2000. The three employees we spoke with informed us that the haunting is not confined to the basement. They reported that large stacks of cups would suddenly fall over and employees would walk to get something and the sandwiches that they did not cut would be cut.
Ooh.
So the ghost is helping.
Yeah.
In that instance. Many of the employees believe that the place was haunted and that it was well known among work staff. We did not notice any paranormal activity during our investigation.
That's a good story, at least.
Isn't that a good story?
Yeah.
Okay, here is a story about Taco Bell from Twinsburg, Ohio. This is an excerpt from the website twinsburg200.com. I guess they just celebrated their centennial.
Nice.
In Twinsburg, Ohio.
Good number for
congratulations. Yeah, that is a good number. The most terrifying establishment in Twinsburg is the Taco Bell located at 8906 Darrow Road, and not just because of the addictive qualities of its delicious dietary feasts.
Wow.
At least three ghosts have been alleged to have been sighted at this fast food eatery. A woodsman, a military veteran, and a young girl in a white gown. There was also a fourth ghost, a teenage boy decked out in a vintage Taco Bell uniform that has been... It has allegedly been witnessing helping living employees with their daily duties. Most of the reported sightings have been by employees who claim that apparitions appeared in the hallways and back areas. The restaurant has been featured in an article published by the Huffington Post about the 10 weirdest places that are haunted by ghosts.
Wow.
Wow. Congrats, guys. So, yeah. So if you want to see a vintage Taco Bell uniformed ghost, go to Twinsburg, Ohio.
That's like the only ghost I want to see.
Yeah, because
I want to see that uniform.
I do too, because I feel like we always hear about like weird like World War I ghosts or Civil War era ghosts,
right?
Or Victorian ghosts. I want to see a 70s Taco Bell uniform ghost.
I can just picture the uniform. It must have like,
it's like orange and brown.
Yeah, it must have been so lit.
Dude, the 70s Taco Bell.
Whenever
so
I see 70s, you know how has a really great 70s uniform? Burger King.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
ever seen the Burger King? It's so cool.
I know. I agree.
If I was an employee at one of those places, I'd be like, can we just bring back the cool uniforms?
Yeah.
They're so cool.
Right. Now they have to dress so boring.
Yeah.
They should at least get cool uniforms again.
Right. Now they wear like burgundy polos and like black pants.
Right.
But they used to have like these amazing designs.
Like bell bottoms
yeah.
and shit. They were like a matching top and bottom with like stripe down the side.
Yeah.
And
like those stripes where it's like yellow down the middle and
yeah.
then brown on each side and then they curve off at the
like yeah. like very 70s.
Yeah, so good.
Walmart in Panorama City, California, right here in Southern California.
Oh.
Ghost sighting websites report that this Walmart is haunted by a female apparition who roams the third floor and knocks items off the shelves. I didn't know there was Walmarts with three floors.
That's what I found shocking.
Three floors?
Like, I thought it was just like one floor and really, really big.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess this Walmart has three floors because it did used to be a department store.
Oh, so they took over a building
yeah.
and just left it.
There are also reports of the elevator being haunted, but back in the 80s, there actually was a tragic accident that occurred at this Walmart.
Ooh.
Before it was a Walmart, when it used to be known as the Broadway Department Store. In 1985, at the Broadway Department Store, a 15-year-old boy died in an elevator accident.
Ooh.
Nightmare way to die.
Yeah. Do we know what happened? Or
yes.
No? Okay. I got stuck for a second thinking of the font for Broadway malls. Because you know it was the one with the thin line?
Yes. Yes. No, it was the three thin lines. It was like bubble letters and but neon.
The fat
yes.
were the curves, but then
yes.
I just know exactly the
no,
font.
I okay. know. Oh, I was picturing if it was neon.
Oh.
When it was like the like
yes,
the bubble
yeah, yeah,
letter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but I know what you're picking. Yeah, what you're
like
saying.
For the text part, it would have been, if it was like on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying. This is an excerpt from a 1985 article in the LA Times. It says, a 15-year-old boy crushed to death after he climbed through the roof of a stalled elevator in Panorama City department store has been trapped in the elevator only a few minutes, Los Angeles fire officials said Monday. Darrell A. Beezer might have been influenced by what he saw on TV shows where people walk on top of elevators, even slide down cables, and never get hurt, says Assistant Fire Chief Jack Bennett. After climbing through the roof of the Broadway department store elevator Friday afternoon, the Pacoima youth walked along a steel beam into an adjacent elevator shaft, a store spokesman said. He was crushed by descending counterweights from an adjacent elevator that started moving unexpectedly. Counterweights, which Bennett estimated exceeded 1,000 pounds, are used to balance elevators. Store officials said that they were in voice contact with Beezer and two companions, Nicolette Bertley and Maurizio Ortiz, both 15, when Beezer, without warning, climbed through the elevator roof. Bertley and Ortiz did not try to climb out. They were eventually removed by firemen. The assistant chief said that the death occurred before fire crews arrived. He said fire department procedure for a stalled elevator is to shut off power to all elevators, then summon factory maintenance crews to move the elevators. So they already needed to be rescued, but he died while they were trying to.
So the elevator was stalled.
Yeah.
And he decided to climb out the top.
Yes.
To
get out.
Right.
And you don't want to do that.
Dude, when I hear about how elevators work, it makes me never want to go in one again.
It's insane to me.
Like, to think that there's just weights going back and forth. I can't deal with it.
Like, they haven't updated the technology.
It's so frightening to me to hear.
I agree.
I don't like hearing it.
I mean, like, that is, I think that's a pretty common nightmare scenario for a lot of people, is like getting trapped in an elevator or just like having any kind of elevator malfunction. I'd rather take the stairs. Like, if there's stairs, I'll take the stairs.
Yeah. I mean, it depends.
Unless I'm on the 15th floor.
Yeah. It depends on my other thing I don't like is when, your leg gets, it's open, the door opens, but you're in between floors and you're trying to get out and then it moves and crushes you.
Oh, well,
did I see that in a movie?
Oh,
where I mean, get, yeah, your legs
that's
cut
never
off.
Happened to me before, obviously, no, but
I hate that. I hate when that happens. No,
it.
I saw like a movie or TV show recently where the woman's legs got completely cut off from something like that.
Ugh.
It was so horrifying because it was like unexpected.
Right.
It just happened. And I was like, did I just watch that? Did that just happen?
I want to know what this movie is.
Yeah, like. I'll have to figure it out. It must have been recently. I'll figure it out. I'm not going to like think about it now.
Okay.
It might have even been a clip I watched because I was looking for something, because I don't know if I saw the whole movie. It was really scary though.
Escalators also scared me when I was a little kid because I thought I was going to get sucked into them.
Yeah. As an adult, those don't scare me
as much
as elevators.
Not at all.
And typically I don't think about elevators, but when I hear things about how they actually work, it's like, you don't want to know. That's my, like, I don't want to see how sausages are made.
Exactly.
I know they figured it out, but it just sounds really crazy.
They're a lot
to me.
Smarter than us, clearly.
Yeah. But yeah, the weights. I just can't imagine ever getting out of an elevator and climbing around in there.
No.
Like,
that's the thing. If I'm stuck in an elevator, I'm absolutely 100% staying put and waiting for someone to get me out of there.
Can I tell you my stupid elevator trick?
You have a trick?
Well, it's like, because I used to get paranoid, like when you watch something where the elevator just starts free falling, because like whatever, yeah, the cables break. As a kid, I was like really scared of that. And my thought was like that when it, right before it hit the you ground, jump. I was going to jump.
Yeah, you jump.
That doesn't work though, right?
It doesn't? That's what I
was always like, right before you jump, and then you won't crash.
Right. That's what I thought.
Okay. I mean, let's just believe it. Because we'll have at least a little bit of security before we die. Yeah. We'll be like, we're just going to jump.
We're going to jump and it'll...
I picture us now in an elevator together holding hands. Like, yeah. Rachel, we're going to jump.
1, 2, 3, jump. And then we're fucking dead.
Yeah, because then the whole thing crushes down.
Right.
Okay, but then we're going to think about that.
Great way to end this episode. Yes. Have a great Friday, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.